Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website forkfest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And with you on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Riley,
and Colin.
And sticking to just basically kind of the theme of this episode tonight, which is basically that cops are pigs.
Hey, stop insulting the noble swine.
You mean the pigs, the animal, the pigs?
Yeah.
They're insulting these things. I mean, they're nice animals, Bonnie.
They're kind of dirty and I think they deserve to be compared to cops. I think they deserve
it. Okay. I think like an STD or something like that might be a better...
Yeah, like a virus.
Yeah, exactly.
Or an infection.
Yeah, like chlamydia, whatever that...
I mean, doesn't it sound like this town with those cops in Kansas? Like, that's like an infection.
Yeah, they have an infection.
You have them there. They're doing these bad things. Somebody reports on it. And so what do? They do more bad things. It's like...
Inflammation.
Exactly. How could you ever have justice in a town like that? I mean, literally, it's just unjust, the whole thing from beginning to end.
Yeah, it really is. But cops are basically
like
that everywhere.
It's actually comical how bad it is. It's like you could make a comedy about this.
Yeah, honestly.
A dark comedy.
Or you mean like Super Troopers?
Well, yeah, but that's not a dark comedy. So this would be a dark comedy. It'd be like there's cops are like covering stuff up, but they keep like bungling it in different ways.
I think cops in every single place that the cops are in are exactly the same way, as in they're bad and they're not helping anybody. They're cancerous. There are cancerous sore on the town, and there are also parasites on the actually productive people. And we're going to get into a story about what they did in California, which is so bad it had me absolutely disgusted before the start of this show today, and I'm still disgusted. And the reason is they have bad incentives. They have no incentive to do well. They're not going to get paid more if they do well. And in fact, a bunch of them join just because they know they can do bad things. But we have a caller on the line, and that's what Free Talk Live is all about. Free Talk Live is talk radio you can control, and you can call 603-283-6160 if you'd like to get in on the conversation with us. But Sarah in New Mexico has done that. Sarah, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, Bonnie. It's always nice to talk to you. Did I ever mention about the natural things that could help with diabetes? I think I brought it up when your nurse friend was there. And, you know, I think diabetes is pretty rampant. And it's like pre-diabetics is pretty rampant, too. But you never hear these on our television commercials, you know. So I think only way they could always list it is under, like, they'll bring it up a healthy blood sugar level. And most of the people don't know what they're talking about. It's got nothing to do with, they don't make any connection with it. So I just wanted to, you know, I'm not a doctor or anything, so I'm not saying that it will cure it, but it will support.
What is that? What is the thing that will cure or support it? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Berberine is one of the ingredients, and chromium. Berberine, it's also helpful with cholesterol.
I don't know what this is. Do you, Colin?
I have
berberine.
I think I've seen that on the side of as an ingredient.
Hmm.
I'm trying to remember what it is, but yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, and then chromium is a mineral, green coffee bean extract, and fiber. As fiber is one of those things that they can't really make too much money on it, and they can't patent it, so they don't really talk about it too much. Grapeseed extract, green tea extract, ginseng.
Barberine? I think it's like B-A-U-B-E-R-I-N or something.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to look this up on the Eric.
B-E-R.
Oh.
B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E.
Okay. This says berberine chromium. It's like one word. Oh, I see. Okay, sorry. Or not one word. It's like two separate words, but that is the ingredient. Berberine chromium. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I will tell you this. Fiber would help fight diabetes because diabetes is basically from people getting too much sugar.
No, it's not.
Yes. Yeah, I know. You're going to disagree with
me. Actually, it's just not.
But when you have fiber, it allows the gut bacteria to break down the sugars.
It also helps regulate blood sugar levels.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it slows down the absorption. It slows down the absorption, which means it doesn't get into your body as fast, and it also allows gut bacteria to break it down.
Everybody will be really happy to hear that I weighed myself yesterday, and I weigh 99 pounds even. Like, last time I said I weighed 99 pounds, I weighed like 99.6 pounds. Wow. Now I just weigh 99 pounds, so I think that you guys should listen to me and eat more sugar. Thank you for the call, Sarah. I don't think that I have much else to say about berberine chromium, but I'm glad you got the chance to say that out on the air because it's what Sarah wants to talk about.
So you think we should be eating more sugar?
Yeah, actually.
More sugar all the
time? It's therapeutic.
Okay. How much sugar should I be eating a day?
I can't answer. It's everybody has different levels, you know. Right. Like
yeah, for some people they eat a bunch of it and then they become diabetic. So.
I barely have to eat like food at all to survive. Like so, it's obviously going to be different for everyone.
You're not getting enough nutrients then. Bonnie.
I am. No, I am getting enough. But like, if we put all our food stacked up in a tube next to each other, you guys would need way more than me. I just don't need it. Like, as much as other people.
Okay.
Even, like, water. Like, if I drink the amount of water that it's, like, recommended for me to drink, I'll just feel like crap all day. Like, I'm completely full of water, and I won't have room to eat. And the internet is just wrong about water. Like, I feel like I'm getting plenty of hydration from, like, the coffee I drink, some of the foods I drink, on top of drinking, like, some water, but I don't need the amount that they say on the internet. Like, if I drink a gallon of water a day, I'd feel like crap. David in New Mexico is on the line. David, what's in your mind?
Oh, double P, double M. How's the tyranny business today? It's your boy, your daddy, your baby daddy, Daver.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're starting a trend now. You know, Skeeter's been calling in for years, I guess.
No. Just like a year maybe at the most.
But now that I started doing the voice of him, now everybody's going to start doing that. So you got to get the laugh down. It's your boy.
Disgusting.
Boy.
I'm telling you, subjective value doesn't exist. It's all objective.
Did Skeeter move from New York to Cali?
I don't know.
Who knows about Skeeter?
Why do you ask that? Does he have a New York accent?
He's got a New York accent. A New York accent, dude.
It's weird you say that because I've always thought he sounded almost like somebody from Arizona or New Mexico in a way. Like, I think he's from Southern California.
Because there's New Yorkers all over the place. Florida and New Mexico and Arizona and California and all the other places that are better than New York.
Yeah, I think we need to build a wall.
Yeah, Californians coming to Utah,
keep
too.
Keep them in New York. Oh, sorry. did you have a question for our tiny tyrant, our half-sized Hitler here?
I did. If the tiny tyrant Minnie Mao allows it, it doesn't hang up on me, cut me off, refuse me to say any more specific words.
She's
like
reaching for the button right now.
The dwarfish dictator might get angry, but go ahead.
I think I'll allow it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Your Highness.
You're welcome.
Oh, she likes that too much.
Wow. Graces me with that even. Whoa. That's crazy. So Colin's days are limited because he insists on speaking freely. But and you were talking earlier about something, and now it's been so long, I don't remember what the issue was on free speech. But it prompted me to ask, so how in the world can you defend calling yourself a Free Talk Live when I can't call up and ask horse experts about horses?
Because you did, like, three times. It was really boring. And at some point, somebody's got to say to you...
You mean like Bitcoin and libertarians and the Free State Project?
Well, we can talk about whatever we want. Even if it was horses we wanted to talk about, we could talk about it.
That's very good. That's very good. You're onto something. You can talk about whatever you want because it's Free Talk Live, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but how come your callers can't talk about whatever they want?
They can. We just don't want to hear about it repeatedly.
But if you called in about the same thing repeatedly over and over again, it's going to get old. And yeah, we can talk about Bitcoin, but we don't just talk about, like, we don't just say, like, the same news story about Bitcoin every day. That would be crazy. But the thing is, since it's our show, we could if we wanted to.
You're onto something, Bonnie.
I know I'm onto something.
You're implying that I asked the exact same thing about horses. There's another point you made.
It's all the same to me.
That's a good point. Pardon? Yeah, it's all the same to you because you don't understand it. That's the difference.
That's the thing. I'm running this show. I have to at least care. Like, I don't care. Like, when Sarah was talking about the Chromium thing, I got to a point where I just stopped caring about what she was saying. Then I said, have a nice day, Sarah. That doesn't mean I didn't let her call.
Is it really Free Talk Live then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meemaw?
Because you can also start your own show for one thing, and for another thing.
You are trying to escape answering the question.
No, I'm not. I let you call in three times about it, and I also let you talk about the boat.
She told me I could move to Somalia if I didn't like it.
Colin, over there. What? What'd she say?
She told me that if I don't like it, I could move to Somalia.
See, there you go.
No, I didn't.
Minnie Mal, tiny tyrant.
No, I didn't.
And not very free.
It is absolutely very free. You have called in countless times to Free Talk Live to talk about lots of things.
Before you were born.
Yeah, probably. Wait, that doesn't make sense. It started after I was born, so. But.
Huh? How do you know?
Free Talk Live itself was invented after I was born. That's how I know.
You do? Well, how do you know that, though? You expect us to take your word for it?
Ian told me.
Who's Ian?
My husband, who started Free Talk Live in, I think, 2002.
Oh, the guy you're not sleeping with.
Because he's somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. I was just having fun when the opportunity presented itself.
Is this the Socratic method?
A little bit. That's what I think he's doing.
The what?
The Socratic method of questioning.
You have to explain that to me again. I keep forgetting what the Socratic method is.
Why do you keep forgetting what the Socratic method is?
I have no idea. You tell me.
It just means you keep asking someone different questions and to elicit them to just keep talking, apparently.
Yeah, but if you ask the questions right, they'll kind of break the concept down and get to certain details. And, I mean, you might not completely answer everything, but you will provide a clearer, thought process of what something is. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to, like, disprove them. They'll disprove themselves. And sometimes they'll even notice it. They'll be like, I don't know why I think that,
But now that you explain it, that is what I was trying to do to Bonnie, to the tiny tyrant. I was trying to do that, however it is that you explained it.
No, it's not making any point to me, in my opinion, because the thing is, you can call in about whatever you want, but you can't if you're being boring. It's the same thing as Skeeter. Like, he calls in and he's boring because he's just so lame, and I hang up on him because he's really boring. And I could block him if I wanted to, but no, I give him the chance, like, every single day, like, every single time I do the show, and then he has to call in and be boring, and then I hang up on him. Like, that's the thing. It's kind of like people skills. Like, Jay actually doesn't want to come on the show and talk about horses. Like, he even says, like, oh, I can't help it. Like, wait, call and do the voice. I can't help but talk about horses.
It doesn't sound anything like Jay, but it's the voice that I use for him because I can't actually do his voice. It's basically the same as Alex Jones' voice. I just love horses so much. I can't stop thinking about them. I'm dreaming horses. I'm thinking horses.
But he wants to talk about freedom because that's, like, the main purpose of the show.
Well, I mean, even then, I'm really thinking about horses. But
it was noticeable the other day when you shut down horses that after you hung up on me, you immediately, for the next 10 or 15 minutes, talked about chickens and pigs.
It's just different to talk about, like, the freedom aspects of owning livestock than it is to be like, should I breed this horse with this horse specifically, Jay? Let me know. Like, that's something that should be texted.
Sometimes you have chores to do, to get the freedom, Bonnie, because actually the horses thing is all about freedom.
And this is the other thing, like, Ian, I basically get the rules from Ian because Ian started this show and also because he's my husband, so I get all of the rules from Ian. And he says that if something can be Googled, it's not radio-worthy. Like, Sarah used to call him to be like, I can't think of something right now. She'd be like, what is this? And we'd be like, it's this. And then we found out it's because she doesn't have the internet.
Wait, weren't you telling me that she was calling in like, how do I restart my router or something like that?
I don't know about that specifically. Maybe like Nikki was telling you that, but she does stuff like that literally.
How
and
do,
it's
I,
like,
how do
I
program the time on my VCR?
It's like, Sarah, you might need to Google that. Yeah, it's not Google. So there are definitely things that are not... radio worthy. Thank you for the call, though, David. Always fun to talk to him. We have another caller on the line, Law Dog in Michigan. Law Dog, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just hope that this is radio worthy here.
Me too.
Oakland County, it includes the suburban Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
There's some Chilean ninjas that got a visa waiver, and they're starting to go into wealthy neighborhoods and case them out and do some really high-dollar crime and ripping these people off.
What does this mean? Ninjas? They're actually ninjas from Chile?
Well, I think they're Chilean, which means they're from Chile.
Right.
And they dress up like ninjas, and they go into these rich people's neighborhoods, and break in their houses,
oh, okay.
And they steal stuff. And they got here on a visa waiver.
Is this anything like in South Park when the boys wanted to start a gang, so they were dressing up like ninjas in their gang?
It could be that. I don't know. I just... I've seen it, and I thought I'd give you a call and let you know what's going on in the wealthy suburbs of Detroit there.
Are these people immigrants that are, like, recent immigrants or something, or is there just a big contingent of Chilean people there?
Evidently, there's a few of them there that have started a crime ring.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if these people are wealthy, you know, could they just pay for more private security? I mean, that's already what happens in a lot of Detroit. What is it, Detroit Threat Management?
What's
right?
That?
Oh, you haven't heard about that? Riley, maybe you know.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I think basically the Detroit police or department was not doing a good job, so private security was called.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, so they have some private cops on top.
Yeah, and it's way better. So, for instance, and I forget, they've been around for a long time. When I first heard about it, I thought it was a new thing, but apparently it had been around for several years. So it might have been around for even like a decade by now or more. But they've only killed one person ever. And, like, the case is, like, really clear. It's like the person was shooting at them, and then they shot back. So it's, you know, that's way better than the police, where it's just, like, you get pulled over for a ticket, and then you're dead on the side of the road because you moved in a way the cop didn't like, you know?
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah. So,
what are you reaching for?
Yeah. I do think there is a thing where this makes me sound like a left libertarian, but people who have property, you know, don't pay the full price to protect it, because everybody pays for the police, but then, you know, the police, if they're protecting property, they're protecting it unevenly. You know, nobody,
so like somebody who like rents an apartment and doesn't have that many belongings is paying the same price, but
in a sense, depending on how the taxes are collected and things like that. But yeah, there's, I mean, if you want to have a lot of stuff and you want to keep it, then you should want to pay to protect it. And so I don't see, you know, why they don't just do that, these people, you know?
Yeah, I it's not like I'm defending the Chilean ninjas or anything, but I do see what you're saying. Like, it's not everybody's responsibility to protect their property.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I have heard a long time ago that there are like some private police in Detroit, but I also thought it was like a new thing. I didn't know it was like, it's been around for a long time or anything. I wish, why isn't it in more states or countries or, cities?
There's just not – well, so this is the thing. When the government moves into an area like education or healthcare or whatever, they – because they're taking money from people in order to pay for it, the people now don't have the money. And so people kind of just use the services that the government's providing, even though it's not cheaper or better. It's like, why pay twice, you know, for something that you've already paid once for? And so you see that with everything. I mean, that's why most people don't do, you know – private schooling or fire departments, things like that. You'll see places where there are like volunteer fire departments, but you won't see places where there's both.
Yeah,
that I'm aware of. So,
well, the story we're about to get into that was really, really bad, really disturbing, that I brought up before that we went to the calls. It says a video shows California deputies fatally shooting abducted teen as she surrenders.
Oh, boy.
And I watched the video, and I can describe it. It's really disgusting. It says, this is from APnews.com. It says, a teenage girl who had been kidnapped by her father was following a sheriff's deputy's instructions and appeared to be surrendering when other deputies fatally shot her during a gun battle on a Southern California highway, according to a recently released video and audio. Savannah Graziano, 15, was shot and killed as she ran towards San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies amid a hail of gunfire on September 27th, 2022. Her father, 45-year-old Anthony Graziano, was also fatally shot. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department released the audio and video clips, including a heavily produced and narrated 15-minute video on Friday in response to public records requests made by the Associated Press and other media outlets. The deputies did not have body-worn cameras, but footage was recorded by a sheriff's helicopter and witness dashboard cameras. So that's the video I saw from the helicopter. Mm-hmm. It shows, it looks like somebody, possibly even with a blanket around them, like, or she had, like, bigger clothing, because she's a small person, but it looked like there was, like, a blanket around her shoulders or something. And you see the cop, like, telling her to come. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, walking slowly, and then she starts to run, and then she's shut down here, dang it, or something like that. Like, they're like, oh, damn it, or something like that.
Oh, like, an accident. Oh, we slipped.
Seriously, it's like, they're like, oh, crap. Oops. Like, why was she shot?
Well, you know, I did think about this. All of those police are wearing bulletproof vests.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, could you just take one hit, like, the potential
literally
of one hit before
they're
unloading?
Cowards.
Yeah, they are. They are. Absolutely. I have something to say about this when we come back.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. 603-283-6160. We'll get back into the phones when we come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The future of a Texas immigration law now resting with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4, which grants police agencies the authority to detain individuals labeled as illegal immigrants. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources. They raised close to $66 million in March. That's a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. The founder of the World Central Kitchen urging Israel to increase access to food and medicine in Gaza. Celebrity chef Jose Andres expressed in a New York Times op-ed that Israel can do better than obstructing the delivery of essential supplies to civilians. His remarks follow an Israeli airstrike that killed several of his aid workers. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. Are you tired of the oppressive rules and moderation of the big tech social media sites? Our Mastodon server at social.freetalklive.com can set you free. Mastodon is free, open source, decentralized, and federated. Multiple apps are available for iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, and Linux. Social.freetalklive.com. And with you on the show tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Colin.
And we were talking about a story where a 15-year-old girl was murdered by police in California, and the camera, the footage has just been released. But I do want to go to the phone calls and thoughts of our listeners, but did you have something to say, Colin?
No, go ahead.
Renee in Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah. What's in my mind is unless you put your soldier, are you a policeman? I mean, I could be wrong, but from what I'm hearing right here, that the police might have did the wrong thing by not saying stop. Like they're supposed to be proactive in saying stop, stop. Yeah, I don't
they were telling her to come, and she was.
What if she was death, or what if she?
Death.
Yeah,
that's life. That's life for combat arms in a combat profession. That's life. I mean,
I almost cussed. This is like so that. Ridiculous, Renee, that I almost had to dump myself, and I almost cussed. It's so ridiculous that you would defend this in any way. She was following directions. She was being told to come towards an officer, so she did. And then she was shot.
I defended because I didn't see it. I'd have to yet see it.
Okay, then maybe you should Google things before calling.
Well, I heard from what you said, they ran to her. Then policemen need to say stop.
But they didn't want to say stop because they were telling her to run to them.
No, that's wrong. They're going to tell her run to them and then shoot her. That's wrong right there. But most of the time,
obviously,
the situations I'm in, I'm going to say stop.
Why would you say stop if you wanted her to run to you? They were saying, quote, unquote, passenger, get out. Come to me. Come to me.
Well, I don't see why they didn't need training. They're wrong. I'll tell you that. They're wrong if they did that. But lots of these shootings happening. I've been arrested several times. I've been detained many times. I've been proactive. I've been cooperative. I got to tell you, when you have a business like a hot sauce plant, they will have an active shooting film, and they need to show how to deal with the police film also.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If people just comply, then they won't get shot, right? Like this girl who was complying?
You don't have to just comply. You got to be smart with how you deal the police. You got to know what to tell them.
Yeah, she's just stupid. What a dumb 15-year-old girl.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but the dumb education system. And the police might be dumb because they need more training. It costs for quality. If you don't pay for quality, you're going to have crap.
Why would I give them more money for training, whatever you're trying to say there? Why would I give them more money for training when I could just fire them because they kill people when they're following orders? Like, I don't want to give them more money. I don't appreciate their services.
Well, I'm telling you, you get privatized security. And they'll do sometimes the same thing, like Blackwater. That's why they changed the name.
That's why fire your private security. You can't fire the police, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you could sue the individuals for what they've done, like individually, not just the city or the police department. Yeah, I mean, they're protected from that right now. The police officers hardly, as individuals, ever feel any repercussions for any activities they do.
You want me to tell you some of my experiences with the police?
Go ahead.
Sometimes when I'm not too busy, I will write a paper and go to the supervisor and complain. And I know they say the good old boy system, but I'll tell you what, after enough people complain about that little good old boy at the bottom messing up, the one on the top goes, say, hey, buddy, you need to take your post-certified rear end and go get a job somewhere else and leave a paper trail on them, too. You get what you pay for. The minority community
don't get what you pay for.
Follow up to a supervisor and tell them when the policeman mess up. I've done that in the past. I have the time to do that. But if a policeman mess up, with my training, I will make sure I have the number, the name, what he did wrong. I'll bring my case like this guy's a liability.
Oh, yeah, that's what this girl should do. She should totally do that. They messed up. She should go complain.
If it's definitely wrong, they should complain.
Well, she can't because she's dead. The other thing about it, Renee, is I want to know, have you ever gotten a police officer fired because of your complaint?
Yes, I got one removed from being on the beat. He's stuck behind the office, and I had to go complain for something. He's calling me, sir. I hate him now. He was provoking me to do something.
So you're saying that he got sent to office work instead of being on the streets?
Yes.
They don't care about that.
I told him, look, this dude was unprofessional. This dude was provoking me for something I did in the past, but wasn't at the moment. He prejudged me. He was daring me to do something to show off in front of the woman policeman and his buddy. I could see it on the face of the other policeman. They didn't go along with that. I proactively got him out of that situation because he don't need to be there. Only people that can handle it and do it right need to be there.
Well, Colin and I recently thought about, like, should we, like, complain about some cops that, like, pulled us over the same day, the same police, like, two different times, and, like, I was driving my car alone, and he was driving his car alone, but in the same day, these cops in this specific town pulled us over for no freaking good reason, and, like, we thought about it, we're like, should we complain? Should we go, like, call and complain? But I like, talked about it with Ian, and Ian was like, no, there's no point. Like, what's going to happen? Like, you just complain to... It's like if I... It's like when David is mad that I hang up on him because of horses, and he calls me to complain.
There are people who've gone in to complain about the police, and then it just makes things worse for them.
I was thinking that too.
And also, you know, as far as it goes to like complying with the police's their orders. There's no guarantee that you can comply with their orders well enough that they won't kill you. There was a case, I think it was maybe in Arizona or New Mexico. This one got national attention because the cam footage off of the cop just showed him. The guy's crawling on the ground, and he's telling him to come forward, and then he's saying, but not like this, but like that, but like this. And then he just, like, the guy's, like, crying as he's walking forward because the cop has a assault rifle, you know.
He's getting off on just, like, telling him new instructions.
Yeah, well, I don't want to use the word assault rifle, but, you know, not just a pistol,
I think I remember this story.
Yeah,
the police officer is trying to make this guy play Simon Says or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then he just kills him. You know, you said at the beginning of this segment before taking the call, you said, you know, they murdered her. And I'd like to kind of challenge people in their heads. How could you prove that this wasn't a murder? Like, let's take this case of the town in Kansas where, oh, we had a reason to do what we did. We went in because we thought he was committing identity theft. And, like, it was clearly a personal vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know that this thing that happened there wasn't? Now, granted, we have a story that there was a kidnapping and all of this, but what if it was actually just a giant conspiracy to, like, kill these people?
Right.
How would we know any different?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I have to ask myself that, you know, after living in this country for 30-whatever-odd years, it's like, wow, we actually don't know anymore. We don't know anymore that the police aren't just murdering people for fun. Here's a case that happened in the last year where another one, there was a lady, she got pulled over for something so stupid and trivial like, oh, she didn't have a registration sticker or something on her car. They took her, handcuffed her, took her out of her car, put her in the back of the police, it was a truck. Except that truck was sitting on a railroad.
Whoa.
Oh, you haven't heard about this one?
No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
They have her in the back. Then all of a sudden they see the train coming. The cops get out of the car and run. The train smashes into the police car with a lady in the back. And it's like, wait, a traffic ticket? And this has nothing to do with her, like, not complying or anything. It's just, this is how, and to me it's like, the lady cops who did this didn't like that lady and, like, hey, how could we kill her?
Yeah.
How could we, like, mess her up? And it's like, I have to ask myself, how would it be any different? It's like, you know, if you were on a jury and they brought somebody in and they said, hey, we think this person's committed murder. And it's like, well, you know, I don't really know what was in their heart. I don't really know what was in their soul. But at the same time, this does look like you really did just want to kill somebody. Like, you went out, you bought a knife, you did this, you did that, you did all the way down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I look at these cases and I'm like, that's how bad it is. Like, here's how this case in California should have gone down. Like, absolute worst. Yeah, scenario. It should be like, oh, she ran at them, and then something happened, and oh no, a cop got like a scratch or a this or that. They wear bulletproof vests. They have training. They have weapons. There's multiple of them there. They have non-lethal options on them in addition to lethal options. So they're like, oh, we need to go catch this car. There's a kidnapped girl in it. Make sure you shoot the girl. Like, that's what it sounds like to me.
You could totally set up something like that.
You could. And it just seems like the police are more happy to use their guns than to say, wait a minute, let's think before we shoot sometimes.
Yeah, because they know that they have bad incentives. That's the thing. And thank you for the call, Renee.
Well,
they have bad incentives that private protection companies wouldn't have. Their incentive is to, do whatever they want, and they still get paid. But a private...
I mentioned the thing with the Detroit threat management, and this might be out of date. This is what I knew as of a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've only had one instance, I think, where they've ever used deadly force against somebody, and it's a very clear-cut case. It's like that person was charging at them with a weapon, you know, very clearly, and then they, you know...
In the same amount of time...
In Detroit, the Detroit police have killed more people. So it's like you really have the apples to apples comparisons here of what private security could do. So while people call it and say, well, private security could still kill somebody, it's like, yeah, how often does that happen? Like once, you know, every 10 years
mm-hmm.
versus this police stuff where it just happens all the time.
It's because they'd be afraid to lose their job.
The cases are getting more and more ridiculous, like an acorn or walnut falling.
It was an acorn.
You know,
It was, it was an acorn. I was on the show when they talked about that story.
Yes, it was an acorn fell on the roof of his cruiser, so he did a duck and roll, barrel roll, whatever you call that, and then turned around and started shooting every single bullet out of the magazine of his
which is just stupid.
Gun he was on.
If you've ever listened about old Wild West encounters with duels and stuff like that, there's a saying that's like, oh, yeah, you just let the other guy shoot first, and then you take your time.
What does that mean?
Like, you'd have a duel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the one guy, each guy gets a shot, right? So the one guy immediately turns around and shoots. He's like, and then you just take your time.
Because then he's not allowed to shoot again?
Yeah, he's not allowed to shoot again. But you can take your time, as much time as you want to point at him. Right? In other words, what I'm saying is if the police were in a situation, unloading an entire clip is retarded because you're not going to have any more bullets to protect yourself with.
Mm.
Like, it's really, it's
also,
really dumb.
The duck and roll thing, if that's what you call it, he was, like, super fat. You could tell by his hands. He just, like, gets on the ground and rolls around and then stands up. Like, to me, that sounds like you're making yourself more of an easy target. Like, you're not getting out of the way of anything. What was he thinking? Like, that seems like a little kid playing cop.
Yeah, I mean, we are jumping around between a lot of different cases, but
there's so many.
But you take all of these anecdotes and you put them together, and you wind up with a situation where it's like this is really ridiculous and horrible. And
we
this
don't
is
need
not
these people.
This is not the sign
they
of a of a civilized society.
Mm-hmm.
Like my whole entire life growing up, people always say, "Oh, the United States is better, and these other countries are bad because in those countries the cops will kill you." I'm like, "No, that's here, buddy. Mm-hmm. Like that doesn't happen." In many other Western, you know, advanced countries, it just doesn't happen like this to this degree. You know, then you say then it's the brainwashing is really powerful because then you bring up the private security and they say, well, but the private security could do it too, and I'm like, except they don't.
Yeah.
You know, you can see that they don't. We have the statistics for it. So I mean, as far as I'm not trying to say this, the argument's over, but it kind of really is. I mean, we should be moving on as a society to doing this. And all these people who defend this activity, like, you need to get your heads checked. Why is it you give this one group a pass?
For murder.
For murder. For, like, I mean, I would make, if I was a lawyer,
they're
I'd be like, this is
safe.
Premeditated Colin, murder, almost.
Colin, they're just trying to keep us safe, and they make mistakes. They're just like anyone else.
Yeah, I mean, could I do that? Could I just go shoot people and then say, oh, well, I was trying to keep people safe.
I think it's a special pleading of people who want to justify murder or justify violence in the name of, oh, they're just doing their jobs. No, they're not. I think there are better ways to for police to handle situational awareness, but they're not trained on situational awareness. They're trained...
I mean, people will talk about how they could be trained better and all of that. But, you know, there's all sorts of it. I mean, that's just one of the problems. The other one is the kind of people that do go into this profession. And I'm just going to be, I mean, and while there are some nice ones out there, let's say, I don't think most of them are. I think most of them are there because they really want to have power over people and do things and get off on it. Because I've encountered that behavior from people when they're not police and then when they are. And I just know that that's a type of person who should not be in those jobs. In fact, there's stories I've heard where people would be like, oh, yeah, there's this one kid in our town, and he was, like, kind of, you know, like, violent and had a lot of pent-up anger. And one day somebody said, you know, you should go into the military or the police. It's like, no, that guy should not go into either
so
of those.
You can get some of that pent-up anger out on the
brown
people.
He should go into boxing. He should go into MMA fighting. You know, that's a good way to get rid of that aggression in a voluntary, you know, contractually agreed upon way.
You should go into meditation.
Well, no, I think it's okay for people to be violent as long as it depends on how we define violence here. As long as it's an agreed upon thing, because I would say boxing and fighting is violent, but at least you've agreed to it.
Yeah,
definitely.
I don't know. I wouldn't encourage anybody to go get concussions and stuff like that. And like,
Why are you taking low shots at me here?
What?
Just because I've had all those concussions from all the fighting I did.
I don't know about that. I just think that
I'm joking.
In general, like if it was my kids or like somebody I cared about, and I could tell like, oh, this person has pent up anger, I would think let's get to the root of this. Not oh, let's go get you around a bunch of other boys with testosterone and
so you can be violent.
So you can punch each other in the face. Yeah, I don't know, but I do know what you're saying. There are literally tons of cases. Like, Jay has told me of a case where there were these kids in his town that were just, like, bullied, and they were angry, and they were crappy, and they would get in fights all the time, and also nobody liked them. And, like, all of those people like that ended up cops in his town,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
to this day. Like, the kids that were his age when he was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you the one thing that makes cops more mad than anything else that I do, it's just not showing them respect.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that
that's
really
so true.
it gets under their skin like nothing else.
Yeah, and the thing is, they always like to turn it around on you. Like when I got banned from visiting Ian because I was yelling at that cop, he kept saying like, "You don't have to be rude." The thing he started doing right when he started, the reason that our interaction began, which is his fault, what he said to me was rude. But he doesn't believe he can be rude. He doesn't believe that I have like any reason to be respected. I'm not one of him. Like I'm not one of his
gang buddies.
Gang
yeah,
members.
Well, yeah. One time, this is before I was even all of the, let's say, libertarian that I am. I was in Missouri and I had a police interaction. And you know, he's like, "Oh, what happened here?" And I was just like, "Oh, I won't be answering any questions," which is your right not to answer any questions. Well, he said, "If you're going to treat me like a piece of poo," but he used another mm-hmm. word, "then I'm going to treat you like a piece of poo." And he threw me on the ground and handcuffed me. And I'm like,
"Whoa.
Wow, that's pretty pretty crazy there. I mean, there's no reason to do any of that
it's
at all.
It's not treating somebody badly. It's
yeah,
not
yeah, it's like literally my constitutional right not to answer you.
Yeah, if somebody else walked up to you on the street and you said, "I'm not going to answer any questions," I really don't think they'd react that way. They'd maybe be confused, maybe even actually a little hurt, like, "Why does anyone want to talk to me?" But I don't think they would say that, like what you just said, he said, and then throw you on the ground. I don't think most people would feel they had the right to do that just mm-hmm. because you didn't want to talk to them. That's crazy.
Yeah. And he should know, like, that's your right. You
yeah.
know? It's not even like this is a crazy thing. Like, you just came across me, you know, like after I just murdered somebody.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, it's a traffic accident with nobody other than my own vehicle, you know, and nobody's hurt. It's just my vehicle's a little damaged.
Wow. And yeah, that's the thing, that they should be trained and know that you literally have the constitutional right to say that.
Yeah,
but they
yeah.
that it's literally just like a pride thing. And the thing is, like, I'm just
respect
surprised
my authority.
I'm surprised no cops have ever harmed me other than making me put on boots that were filled with glass, because I definitely like lose my cool. I made a cop cry once by just like cussing him out, telling him he should kill himself, and he should have done it right then. And the other thing is, and I also
Bonnie,
told him his
you've
parents
got a lot of
should
pent up anger. Have you thought about MMA
I had to go to anger management classes because of that, and he was wrong.
Oh wow, I didn't know that's funny.
I thought I told you that, but anyways, the thing is, I'm surprised that none of them have ever actually like harmed me other than the one thing I just mentioned. Because they did before, I guess. Because they get really mad because I think it's because, like, I'm a small woman. Like, I should definitely not be standing up for myself against them. Like, this one... And the thing is, like, they immediately show their sexism, too, a lot of the times. Like, this one cop, I was filming them after Footloose Frank. He's a listener sometimes and a caller sometimes to the show. And this lady named Therese. And I think seven other people got arrested for no reason at a... some kind of meeting of politicians. I can't remember what it's called. In New Hampshire, it was like a special meeting of politicians that the public was allowed to go view, and nine people got arrested. It was 2021.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, it was like we were talking about earlier.
Wait,
the COVID,
I have a point, though.
You know, silencing people stuff that they tried pulling off. I still can't believe this country is still like one piece after all that.
More people should be angry about a lot of stuff that happened back then.
Oh,
but,
of course they
should. So I went
well,
to
no,
the,
now they're distracted by, you know, like the Ukraine and Israel.
They don't actually have principles, so they'll be upset about whatever they're told to be upset about.
Yeah.
But so I went to the police station. It's actually the same police station Ian's being held at now, my husband, the founder of the show. And I was filming them and asking them questions about, like, why did this happen? Are they going to be released? Blah, blah, blah. And this one cop was just being a jerk, so I was being a jerk back to him, and he said, "I'm sure you're a peach to live with." And it's like, it's just like, I don't know. They clearly really hate that a woman is being rude to them, like, more than just, like, a man being rude to them. Because they're like, "You're supposed to be, like, attracted to my power." I honestly think that they think that.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of women who are attracted.
I don't think most people.
No, they have a phrase for it, badge bunnies.
Yeah, but I still don't think that means most people. Do you guys really think most people are attracted?
Of course.
I don't believe that.
People like,
I know plenty of girls. I know lots of girls, and I know lots of girls who like men. And I I've never heard them say they're into cops.
Yeah, but it's got to be easy if you are, because, like, they just go find you. And yeah, and then you don't have to have a personality. They just you just put the suit on every time you want to, you know, get frisky.
The cop?
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. It's got to be easier for them that way. They're like, oh, finally, I just found somebody. She just loves me because I put this uniform on.
I only know, like, a couple women that are totally fine with getting beaten up and returned to their husband all the time. So I guess those types would like cops, I would say. But I don't know a ton of them. Because, you know, cops beat their wives at a rate of over 40%. Higher than any other occupation.
That is definitely
except apparently NBA.
Really?
That's what I heard, but I'm not sure if that's true.
Wait, yeah, I'm too short for the NBA, so maybe I'll go be a cop.
Oh my god.
Sorry. Oh wait, I thought I was muted.
Remember the list of things that are you don't have the right to do, Colin. You're not supposed to hurt people.
That's right.
Don't hurt people. Don't take their stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can remember all four of those after all these concussions.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you can't hurt people. Don't take their stuff. You know. Don't steal, things like that.
That basically sums up what happened in this story. So this girl in San Bernardino County in California got shot on the highway because she was complying. She was complying with an officer's orders, and a coward, bitch-ass man who is wearing a stupid costume and has a shiny badge shot her because he was scared. Of nothing. Or because he hated her. Who knows? Like, we'll never know, and he'll never face consequences.
I challenge everybody, whenever you read these stories from now on, in your mind, think, like, what if this was intentional?
Mm-hmm.
And how would it ever look any different than it does?
Right.
And I think that's a really powerful test. I mean, that's like, let's say you think, you know, your boyfriend cheated on you, and it's like, well, oh, wait, if he weren't, or if he was, how would it look any different, you know?
Yeah.
Right? You have to, like, play with those games. Yeah, or mind games or whatever.
There are tons and tons of stories, but that one that you gave with them leaving a woman on the railroad is
I mean, like they had enough time to get out of the car themselves and run away. They could have just
started. What does that have to do about situational awareness?
They could have just started the car, but also there's no reason that she needed to be handcuffed over a license plate.
Yeah.
That's why I say, you know, like when I heard that case, I'm like, I'm sure it wasn't intentional, but I thought, like, how would you know any different? How would you know that the night before, in a bar, that woman took the guy that female cop was interested in, and now she's getting even, you know?
We just don't know.
This has been Free Talk Live, encouraging you to think about things differently. You can call in tomorrow. We'll be back on freetalklive.com if you'd like to learn more. And thank you so much for listening. Peace.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.